sensation. Above the five senses of perception, the five working senses and the five objects of the senses is the mind, which is the 16th element. Above the mind is the 17th element, the soul, the living being himself, who, in cooperation with the other 16, enjoys the material world alone. The living being enjoys three kinds of situations, namely happy, distressful, and mixed.
पंचभी कुरुते सार्थं पंचभी दाथ पंचभी एकस्तु सोरसेन त्रिन स्वयं सप्तदशोष्णुते. दिस इज ए एनालिटिकल स्टडी ऑफ आवर मेटीरियल पोजीशन. वेरी क्लियर एनालिसिस. We panchabhi with five working senses, voice, vak, pani, payu, udara, upastha. Voice, arms, legs, anus, and genital. There are 24, the total material constituent parts and 25, sometimes 26, they say. These 17 and the five elements, gross and three subtle elements, in this way are together 25, including the soul. The soul is pure spirit, and other 24 elements, they are different varieties of material covering. In this way, we are entangled and we are desiring, and nature is giving us facility to enjoy our desires. This is material world. So unless we are free from all kinds of desires, we shall be entangled with these elements. Bhakti marga, devotional service, means no more material desire. It is difficult because we are associated with the material desire, life after life, from time immemorial. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, therefore, anadi parama phale pori bhavar nava jale tori bare na dekhi upar. Anadikaram, time immemorial, I am fallen in this ocean of fruitive activities, and I have no rescue from this ocean. Turivare nadeki upaya. This is our position. Very, very difficult to come out of these elements. But if we practice, that is possible. Abhyasa yoga yukte na cetasanarnagamina. Cetasanarnagamina. This is practice. Mind is going somewhere. When we sit down, the mind is manufacturing so many ideas. All of a sudden, mind is attracted by something which has no connection with my present position. Still, mind is dragging me. Therefore, Arjuna said, when he was advised by Krishna, that you concentrate your mind, that is the yoga practice, yoga indriya samyama. So Arjuna said, Krishna, it is not possible. Chanchalahi mana krishna pramathi bhagavad griham. Dasyaham nigraham manni bhayurivu sudhuskaram. It is not possible for us. But if we concentrate our mind on Krishna, then it is possible. Otherwise, it is not. So, even Krishna padarvindayo vachaamsi vaikuntha jnana vandana. If we engage our senses only on Krishna, always fixed up in Krishna, then it is possible. So to engage the mind means, as it is said here, that panchabhi, the mind, means controlling all the senses. So if you control the mind, then all the other senses will be controlled. So therefore it is advised that you engage your mind in Krishna. Vachaansi vaikuntha gunanu vandane. And vakpanipaya, the voice, voice, arms, legs, hands, and genitals. So voice should be engaged in vibrating Krishna activities. You read Bhagavad Gita, read Srimad Bhagavatam, and talk about Krishna, then voice is engaged. Vachaansi vaikuntha gunanu varnane. Always engage your voice in chanting or speaking about Krishna. The mind is engaged automatically. Then arms, the hands, is engaged in cleansing the temple. Sri Vigraha Aradhana Nityanana Sringara Tanaman Dhiramajanadu. This is advice. This is business of Guru to engage. How the arms can be engaged? You can engage your arms for decorating the deity, for seeing the clothing, dress, garland. In this way, you can engage your arms. Voice in speaking about Krishna, eyes to see Krishna, how nicely decorated, come to the temple. For coming to the temple, your legs will be used. And after coming to the temple, your hands will be used, your eyes will be used, your ear will be used, your tongue will be used, chant Hare Krishna, take prasadam. In this way, if we engage all our senses in Krishna consciousness, then we are victorious. Otherwise it is not possible. Samai mana krishna padaravindai vachaansi vaikuntha gunanu vandane. We have got our senses. Senses cannot be stopped working. That is not possible. The Mahabhadi philosophers, they say, the stop, the nidbana. Buddha philosophy, stop sense activity. That is not possible. That is impossible. Then how we can control the senses? You can control the senses by engaging all of them in Krishna's service. That you can control. Otherwise, therefore our business is artificially, I shall not see anything. Then how is this possible? You will see in the mind. Suppose you close your eyes, but there are so many impressions, they will come in the mind. Even if you close your eyes, The so-called meditation, when she has closed his eyes, when he's thinking of his beloved or his business or something like that. So it is not possible. It is, first of all, you have to fix up your mind in Krishna. Always think of Krishna. That is advised by Krishna. Manvana bhavagad bhakta madhyaji maam namaskuru. These four principles guarantees, Krishna said, maami vaishasi asamsaya. If you simply execute these four things, then Krishna guarantees asamsaya, without any doubt, you are coming back to me, back to home, back to God. It's so nice. So, mind engaged in Krishna. Always think of Krishna. We are seeing Krishna here, so nicely dressed, decorated, and immediately there is impression with the mind. And you can think the whole day, and Krishna says, he is first class yogi. Who? Yogi namapi sarvesam madgata antaratmana sadhyavana bhajati yoma samirukhtam. He is first class yogi. There are different types of yogi. Krishna said, yogi namapi sarvesam. Sarvesam means all different kinds of yogis. There are many. So, but one yogi, bhakta yogi, or dhyana yogi, who is always thinking of me within the mind, he is first class. That we have to practice. We have got our senses, and the sense we are covered by the network of the senses. The knowledge gathering senses, the working senses, the sense objects, everything is explained here. Panchabhi kurute sartan, panchabhi dhatu panchabhi, ekastu sarasena trin sayam sapto dasasmate. So this is practice. This is called bhakti yoga practice. Engage your senses, all senses, working senses and perceiving senses, everything in Krishna, and that will make you perfect. So, the mind, as it is said here, similarly Krishna personally says that sabai yoginam api sarvesam. Sabai mana Krishna, mind, engage, always mind. Do something for Krishna. Then the mind automatically will be engaged. Just like a nationalist, a family man, is doing always something for the welfare of the family, or for the welfare of the society, as the big nationalist leaders. Why they become big leaders, why they are worshipped? Because they are thinking always of the nation, of the community. They are adored, that is good. But a Vaishnava is not only thinking of the community or society or family, he is thinking of all living entities. Lokanam hitakarna, all planets, that is Vaishnava. Nana sarsa vichara naika nipuno, saddharma sarsaputo, lokanam hitakarino, tribhuvane manno sadanjakaro. This is Vaishnava business. They are not thinking for a particular, that includes, Krishna includes everything. So if you think of Krishna, then automatically you will think of everything. The same process. What are in the root? Why we are preaching? Why? When was the necessity to come in the Western country? No. Krishna warns, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu warns. Therefore, devotee goes from town to town, village to village, prithivita asirato nagarani gram. This is Vaishnava. And he is thinking for everyone, because it is a fact. Without Krishna consciousness, everyone is suffering. That's a fact. So therefore, preaching is so important to awaken them. Jibhijago, Gurachan. This is Gurachan, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission, to awaken everyone from this material entanglement. That is preaching. Actually, they are suffering. Bhutta bhutta pradiyate. We are getting these elements according to the circumstances, according to the body, the same engagement. But quality. A dog has got body. I have got body. The body is made of the same ingredients. But according to the body or quality of the body, the thinking, feeling, willing and activities are different. Because mind's sphere of activities, thinking, feeling and willing, psychology. So, according to the body, just like a child, his thinking, feeling, willing is different from the child's father. Why? Because he has got a body, child, and the father has got a different body. And people cannot understand. We're changing. Child is the father of man. So it's the same child, he has become now father. But he's not talking nonsense now, because the body has changed. The child is talking so many nonsense things. People laugh, enjoy. But if the father talks nonsense, then he'll be called, here is a rascal. So because the body has changed. So in this way, body is being changed. The child is becoming father, the body has changed. Still, they cannot understand how the change of body, transformation of the body, does not make any transformation of the owner of the body. He is there, but according to the body, he is behaving differently. When he is in the cat's body, he is behaving differently. In his dog's body, he is behaving differently. When his human body, he is behaving differently. When his child's body, this is all due to the body. So therefore, when we come to the full-fledged human form of life, develop consciousness, we must utilize it as it is advised by Krishna himself, manvana bhavavad bhakta madhya jima namastu. Always think of me, manvana, and who can think of Krishna unless he is devotee? Manvana bhavavad bhakta. Who is not devotee, he will think of something else. Why will he think of Krishna? Therefore, to stick to this principle, to apply the mind always in Krishna, that means he is devotee. This is devotee. Devotee means not with four hands or four legs. No. The hands, legs are the same. But his mode of thinking different. That's all. That is devotee. Devotee does not depend on the country, color, or religion, circumcision. Devotee means mind. Anyone who is always thinking of Krishna, he is devotee. That is the first qualification of devotee. Madhvana bhavamadha bhakti. Therefore, we have to practice. Abhyasa jogaja. This kind of abhyasa. Mind is going out of my control. I want to think of Krishna, but mind is thinking something else. This is called yoga practice. So we have to catch again mind. Why you are going there? Come here, think of it. Then that is practice. That is called yoga. You cannot allow the mind. And when you can control the mind, generally we are controlled by the mind. That is the position of our conditioned life. Baddhaji and Muktaji, liberated soul and conditioned soul. What is the difference? Conditioned soul means who is becoming conditioned by the mind or controlled by the mind, is conditioned. A liberated soul means who is not conditioned by the mind. Mind says, why not smoke one cigarette? And when you will be able to say, no cigarette, and then you control the mind. Mind will say always, for some sense gratification. But when you control the mind, then you are liberated. Therefore, the Sami means control, or Goswami. Sami does not mean you simply stamp over your name, Sami. No, Sami means the controller of the mind. He is not controlled by the mind. He controls the mind. Then he is Sami. Goswami, go means senses, and Sami means master. When you are able to control your senses, then you are Goswami or Sami, the same thing. Otherwise, go das. Das means servant. Everyone in this material world, he is Godas. Godas means servant of the mind. Servant of the senses. Everyone. Servant of the senses. He may be very big man, but he is servant of the senses. So, the spiritual process, spiritual advancement means that at the present moment, we are all servants of the senses or of the mind. Mind is the master of the senses, central point. Therefore, if you can control the mind, then you can control the senses. So among the senses, the tongue is the most formidable, very difficult to control. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, Tāramadhe jivhāvati lobhamāya sudurvati tare jetā kothina saṃsāra. There of all the senses, the tongue is the strongest enemy, always proposing, eat this. Just see, but tongue only, one person eats little bit of beef only, not much. No, I have seen a piece of beef. But for the satisfaction of the senses, thousands of innocent animals are being killed. You see, they cannot control this, a bit of beef. They cannot control. If they decide that we are prohibiting, no meat eating. So this is controlling the sense. Because unless you bring the senses under control, there is no question of spiritual advancement. Dharmadhyaja janamayitana digrahame di sukham nitecham tippantani hakripana bahudukkha bhaja. The sense the tongue, the belly, the straight line, and then the genital. If you can control the tongue, then you can control your belly, and then you can control your genital. And that is required. Unless you can control the genital, there is no question of liberation from this material body. This is the principle. Therefore, by practicing bhakti yoga, gradually, immediately it is not possible, but gradually, by sticking to the regulative principles and chanting Hare Krishna, we shall be able to control the senses. And the first sense is the tongue. Sevan mukhehi jivado swayameva spurattada atasya krishna namadi navabhi drayam indriyai. The senses are so strong, they will not allow me to become Krishna conscious. They will not allow me. Atasya krishna namadi. Krishna to Krishna consciousness means to understand Krishna, His name, His form, His pastimes, His paraphernalia, so many things. Krishna is the Supreme Lord. How much we have to learn about Him? Just imagine. So all these things cannot be understood by these blunt senses engaged in material senses. That is not possible. Therefore we have to control the senses. Atasya krishna namadi na bhavet grahyam indriyai. Our indriyai, we are not habituated to use this indriya for material sense enjoyment. Therefore these indriyas, senses, is not fit for understanding Krishna. It has to be purified. The senses, you cannot stop the activities of the senses, but you have to purify. That is recommended. That purification of the senses begins from the tongue. Therefore we have recommended that don't eat meat, don't taste intoxication, don't illicit sex, from the tongue it goes to, sex is not private, but illicit sex, that is control. That is control. If one is allowed to have unlimited, unrestricted sex, then he is doomed. Better restrict your sex in one. That means gradually it will be controlled. So we have to follow this. If we are actually serious about Krishna consciousness and going back to home, back to Godhead, make our life successful in this very life, then very successful means mukti, to be not entangled again with this material body. Takta deha punarjanma naiti mamet. That is it. After giving up this body means the combination of the so many 24 elements. So long we'll be entangled within this network of 24 elements, it is called conditioned life. And mukti, liberty means no more entanglement. Mukti hitya anatharupam. We are now entangled in these 24 elements. And mukti means we are not entangled. Mukti hitya unnatharum. Because we are entangled, we are thinking otherwise. I am American, I am Indian, I am this, I am that, I have got so many duties, I have these things. But when one understands that these so-called duties are entanglement of these 24 elements of matter. I do not belong to this. I am aloof. I am aloof. This understanding is called Brahmabhuta, prasanna. At least theoretically, if we understand, then our duty changes. Prasannatma, fixed up. That whatever I am doing now, I am doing with this material, for the benefit of this material, not for my personal benefit. I am not these 24 elements. This is called mukti. So we have to practice, we are accustomed to this material entanglement, and this practice is there. Then gradually we shall be freed from this entanglement. Sarvapadhi vinir muktam. Tatparatena nirmalam. That is purification. When we become free from this designation. Then Rishikena Rishikesa Sevanang Bhakti. And when we are free from this, therefore bhakti actually begins after liberation. Bhakti is not nidvitta tarasai rupagiyamana. Nidvitta, one who has seized Krishna. Krishna means aspiration. We have got so many aspirations. So this transcendental life or chanting of Hare Krishna is meant for the liberated person. Nidvitta tarasai rupagiyamana. Bhavosadhi chotra manobhirama. This chanting is the medicine for our condition stage. Nidvitta tarasai rupagiyamana bhavosadhi chotra manobhina ka uttama sloka gunanubada virajyati pumana bina pasuguna. Pasuguna, animal killer. Pasuguna has two meanings. One is killing himself. He is also Pasuguna. And one is killing animals. He is also Pasuguna. Therefore, meat eating is prohibited. That if you remain a killer of animals, then you cannot be purified. That is essential. No meat eating. So in this way, you cannot stop the activities of the senses. That is not possible. Because I am a living being. If the sense activities are stopped, then what is my life? I am finished. But that kind, this is impossible. The Buddha philosophy is stop, nirvana, stop the activities of the senses. That is not possible. Stop means you stop material activities. A boy is, when he is child, he is simply doing all nonsense and creating a disturbance. But the same boy, when he is engaged in reading and writing, going to school, he is a good boy. Similarly, you cannot stop the activities of your senses, but when you engage your senses in the activities of Krishna, that is perfection of life. Thank you very much.